was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
Hello, welcome to a radio show and a series about Ireland.
Today, we're going to talk about Ireland and the sea. As Ireland is actually an island, the country had to rely on technologies to develop exchanges with other countries.
So, let us give four examples of technological breakthrough exhibited at the Maritime Museum of Dublin.
First, let's tell you a little story. The first passengers who traveled from Europe to America with a steamboat were Irish. In the 19th century, only sailboats were used. When engineers invented steam engines, people didn't trust an engine. That's why they took sails on board in case they should run out of fuel in the middle of the sea. They actually did get out of fuel at the end of the travel, but they didn't use their sails. They burnt them to finish without using the wine. The passengers trusted in the engine. So everyone knew that he could have faith in the steamboats and everyone used it instead of the sailboats.
Another innovation that the Irish used to exchange information with the US is that delayed cable in the Atlantic. Do you know how they used the cables?
Did they talk with the Morse code?
Yeah, sure. In the Maritime Museum was also exhibited the upper part of a lighthouse. It weighs over 2 tons and is 10 meters wide. It produced a beam which was 48 kilometers long. The engineer used the incurvation of the glass to perform this achievement.
There is also a very sad story which took place in 1895. It was Christmas and a boat called the Palm got into trouble on the sea because of a storm. And 2 lifeboats went on the sea to rescue them.
The first one had to put down the sails and used their own force to let the boat turn over. All the 15 rescuers died. The second had to come back at the Palm. Mariners had to wait 2 days before they get saved.
Because of this disaster, the rescuers gone on the sea to commemorate it.
In Dublin, there's also a huge harbour.
For Ireland, the sea is very important for the economy. For example, the seafood. They fish and sell it to the rest of Europe.
There's also the gas and oil, which are really important resources for Ireland. They grab it from the ground of the sea, use it and sell it for much money.
Even if the water of the sea is very cold every season of the year, many tourists are coming yearly to, for example, kitesurf, surf and sail, because in Ireland it is really windy, so it is perfect for sail clubs and sailors.
Thank you for hearing and have listened to our series. Hope you'll be fine and see you next time. Bye!
As I was going over the perfect Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.